The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, backed by popular demand, questions and answers. Your questions, and we hopefully be able to answer them for you. These are questions that come up throughout much of the week. We hear from clients, prospective clients. We have a mailbag on our website. We'll talk about later how you can pose a question and we can answer it here Sunday morning. And this is brought to you by your father and son team, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. Connor, welcome back to the program.
Yep, here we go. Once again.
Here we go. So, right, Connor, I don't know these questions. These come in. We want to make it spontaneous. And I imagine right. The questions that come in throughout the week are questions that you have at home or you're driving around right now in these wee hours. These are questions you may have too. So, okay, Connor, let's jump right into question number one.
Surely. The first one I got here might be more of a tax question, but that's okay. I think we can answer it. Are there any strategies to bring my tax rate down?
Yes. So, always check with your accountants. We're not supposed to give tax advice, but there's some very general things. First off, putting more money in your retirement account, 401k, 403b. So let's give an example. Let's say you're making $60,000 a year, and now you're putting $4,000 out, putting $4,000 in a year. You take the $4,000 from the $60,000, and now you have $56,000 you're paying taxes. But what if that same $60,000, if you had some extra leeway, you have some more money in the bank, you have some flexibility. What if that $60,000, you took out $10,000 a year? Guess what? Your tax bracket starts at $50,000 over an income. So right off the bat, retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, payroll deduction helps out your taxes. There's also ways to invest through annuities, tax deferral. Hard to go into these type of specific products. And also there's tax-free bonds. What are tax-free bonds? They're issued by state municipalities. Often they're found in individual bonds. They could also be in mutual funds or ETFs. So let's say you made 4% tax-free without paying federal or state taxes. Your tax equivalent yield could be as high as 7%. So there's a lot of things you can do. One thing I was trying to figure out, how do we can reduce taxes in a team approach? And a lot of times clients say, well, look, I just came out of tax season. I get hit hard. So fine, let's make a conference call with you and your accountant. Let's have he or she on the phone. Let's talk about strategies of putting more money to retirement. Let's talk about maybe about tax freeze, maybe tax deferrals. Let's try to find ways as a team together that we can kind of put this together for you. Again, a great question. And there's so many different ways to go with it. But certainly, I think the easiest way to go with set up a call with your accountant, with your financial advisors, so as not push and pull, and come up with a solution that's both investment friendly and tax friendly.
Right. And also one thing that came to mind is donations. So, you do your spring cleaning, hopefully, maybe you'll do your fall cleaning, something to that degree when it comes up. And you can, once you go to Goodwill and you give in all your clothes, they'll give you this form that is whatever the value of the stuff is a write-off. As well as, if you really loathe giving your money to the IRS, you can also donate to different charities and, say the local animal shelter, things like that are all write-offable. So that comes, takes against your gross income too. So there's a few ways.
And there's a whole bunch of things. Yeah, health saves accounts that could come pre-tax, maybe 529 plans you pay for college. There's so many lists, goes on and on and on. But for you specifically, if you really want to tackle this and pay less taxes, I'd have a team approach around it. Again, I have a lot of ideas, but I always like to bounce off the client because I don't sign tax returns. We do investment advising. But again, you get together via phone call, Zoom, however you want to do it these days, and have a team approach, not push and pull, and both go in the right direction.
Right. Yeah. All good stuff question. There. So yeah. The next question is, what are your thoughts on leasing versus buying a car at this time, given the crazy car market? Interesting.
Wow, it is a Kermit. Who comes up with these questions? Thank you for these questions. These are not easy. You can tell we just get them for the first time here. Look, I think you need to kind of take a look at everything. One thing we try to stay away from is, let's say a car is $50,000. And by the way, in 2023, it's so weird that the average car is like $50,000. I mean, I don't want to go back to when I first got my first car, it was like $500, add a couple of zeros to it, $50,000. But to take a chunk of money out of a retirement account or take a chunk of money out of some type of account and buy it in cash, to me, it never made a lot of sense. I mean, right away, that $50,000 is worth $40,000. As soon as you get out of the showroom, you drive on 9A, you drive at the Conic, where you drive, you just lost like 20% of your value right off the bat. So one thing I've always liked is buy pre-owned cars, personally. Cars that have already been a year or two old, I have no problem that they're not brand new. Already have 20, 30,000 miles, and someone already took the $20,000 hit, not me. And so you want to put the least amount down. And it really depends on lease versus buying, depends on the interest rate that you get. Now, I used to have these great deals, 2.9% interest or 0% interest. You know, with interest rates as high as they are, that's going, by the way, to dodo bird. So I would actually go to the dealer, you find the car you like, you really want, have them write it out both ways, both as a lease, both as a purchase, and again, with the interest rates, and see where the payments are your best. So I think that's the best way to do it. Put the lease amount down, try to find which is the best between lease or between that. And let them go through the cash flow, let them explain to you the payments, and then you'll have the numbers in front of you to make that decision.
And please stay away from the 7 to 10% APY annual percentage yield car loans. That's where you can really get buried paying a lot of interest. And that's what makes your car monthly payment really high if you take out an auto loan.
And by the way, I always say, I mean, you remember me, Connor. We always had like older Mercedes, and I don't know, every now and then I got it detailed, got a car wash, a nice detail. I'm like, oh, it feels like brand new. And I run now 6 months with it, another year with it. So one thing to do instead of getting a new car, maybe there's a way to make your car beautiful again, like it was, the way it smelled at the showroom. Get a nice, wash it out, get a nice detail, so to speak. And you may say, I'll try another 6 more months of this car. I think you keep it going. Interesting. So another question we have.
This actually stays in that lane. Do you think we will ever see the days of less than $3 per gallon of gas? Is there anything that the market is showing that could eventually point to lower prices?
I think it can. You know, it's supply and demand. There's a whole bunch of factors that go into it. Hush, you know, I'm in the camp that I think oil prices and gas prices will go higher. I think the strategic reserves need to be replenished. I also know OPEC, they do a pretty good job. Anytime it gets below $7 a barrel, this is sarcastic, by the way. They go in and they cut production and cut supplies to make sure they pop up prices. So I don't think, you know, we're going to get too low with gas because we have some of these people who don't really like us, the Saudis and OPEC, but that's it's a long discussion about that. But we went from energy independent to energy dependent very quickly. And we'll be right back at these questions, right back at this break with your questions and answers by the father and son team of Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney right here on WHUD.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, questions and answers by the father-son duo of Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. But before we go there, before we go through more questions, I want to remind our listeners what you just heard Mike Bennett talk about. My book, Not Your Father's Retirement, right? Things have changed. Not your father's retirement, not your mom's retirement, not your grandma's. It's really changed. Each chapter tries to build on a chapter and tries to bring back and recreate what our grandpas had and so forth. So get that book for free right now. The first 20 callers, early bird gets the worm. That's 845-371-0101. I wait for you to get a crayon, lipstick, pen, paper, whatever you need. Here's the phone number one more time. Like, look, it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we cover questions and answers like today about taxes and about how to buy a car. Other times we talk about retirement planning, how to save money in taxes, legacy planning, It's all there in those chapters, a perfect companion to what we do, not your father's retirement. Come on, Mike Bennett just said it. Get it. Here we go. 845-371-0101. You can get it as an ebook or paperback. It's up to you. Here again, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours at 6 in the morning, chances are you could be an essential worker. If you are, thank you for starting a new shift or coming off a shift. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine on. So I've called it the Healthy Happiness Show. Healthy, happy. Well, let's say it one more time. Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15 on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel, he's got you covered. You know that Southern accent. He'll tell you what the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or perhaps what they didn't do, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including our TV segments. I was on TV a lot this week. Radio, podcasts, articles, newsletters, our GPS. It's all right there on our website, consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, that's where you can pose your question when we do our question and answers right here on Sunday mornings. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every Tuesday evening. That's it. Just once a week. We don't bombard you with it. Tells you kind of green light, yellow light, green light, everything that's happening in the market, consolidated to a nice newsletter. Put you on a newsletter list. It's free and get our valuable information. Of course, a lot of resources on there, as I mentioned. Gosh, I was on Bloomberg, Fox Business, TD, and Yahoo Finance this week. All those segments will be right there online as I spoke about the markets, as well as this program you're listening to right now. They call them podcasts, but it's right there on our site, all our WHD Sunday morning programs. So if you miss something and you think it's interesting, go right there to MahoneyGPS.com, navigate you around. So we'll go right back to today's topic, questions and answers by the duo, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. And we left off right at the very end. We were talking about
gas prices.
Gas prices. And I'm not sure they're going to go too far too low, because as soon as it happens, OPEC goes in, cuts production. They're so nice, aren't they? So right now, I think we're probably about $74, $75 a barrel. But we start seeing $67, $68 a barrel. What do? We wake up to the Saudis cutting down 1 million barrels a day, and prices go back up. So here we are. So I don't expect prices to go way, way down like we saw a few years ago, but here we are.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's just the hand we're dealt at this moment. So the next question actually kind of coincides with that question about gas as well. So this question asks, I see inflation is at 3% year over year from your email, but it still feels like things are generally expensive. Is that due to change for the better anytime soon?
Look, the supply chains are getting fixed, thank God. We are going in the right direction, thankfully. You know, I know the goal of the Federal Reserve is to get it down to 2%. To me, that ship has sailed. I don't think we're going to see 2% in a long, long time. I think 3% is something that should be the goal. You know, I also think about, you know, you hear the CPI and the PPI. You know, it really comes down to your world. Some people, based on what they buy and the purchase behavior and so forth, are not feeling it so much. Some people are feeling it a lot in the things they're used to buying at the grocery store or at the gas pump or whatever they're doing. So, you know, to me, sometimes the inflation rate is even more personalized than we give it credit for, even though many of us buy the same type of goods and services, but each household is different and they experience inflation in different ways. But look, we're going the right direction. Last summer, we're at 9.1% inflation, 9.3%, which is beyond anyone we've seen in some 40 some years. It is a little too hot right now. Goldilocks probably doesn't like it, but it's not, you know, the 9% like we saw last summer. It's been cut in half since then.
Right. And that's part of the issue, obviously, is the compounding effect of inflation and having obviously a big year like we did last year, adding on top of those. So that's why prices still feel elevated. We're honestly, unfortunately, there's probably like a floor to these prices now. It's hard to dig below that floor of high prices. Just something I guess we have to get used to is that purchasing power will go away a little bit every year. You know, your $10,000 starts to chip down to, you know, $9,900, so on and so forth. Same reason a hot dog in, you know, the 1920s at the baseball game was, you know, maybe less than a dollar, and now they charge, well, that's just because of price gouging.
You've been to a number of Yankee games this year. I wish they'd score some runs. Maybe they should eat some weenies out there, some hot dogs. I haven't gone this year. What's a hot dog go for?
Yeah, so the extra long hot dog must be like $12, $15. Something crazy.
I guess a higher inflation rate at Yankee Stadium. So, you know, we're all, it's funny, but not funny. And eggs
50%
are
50% there.
100%. So one thing I'll say is, you know, when we do our planning for clients, we do something called GPS. What a GPS is, pretty much a 30,000 feet view of what your expenses will be in retirement and how you'll be able to negate those expenses through Social Security, if you have a pension, through retirement accounts and so forth. But one thing we do right away is, let's say, okay, you're used to $60,000 a year of expenses. Each year, we bump that up by 4%, you know, and see what it looks like after 5 years or 10 years and whether there's some type of changes you need. So when we do this kind of overall planning, first thing we take into account is what are your expenses, what are your expected expenses on retirement. Some people downshift expenses, they move south, whatever. But let's say take those expenses and each year compound them out for inflation, because the same purchasing power you want throughout your retirement. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, questions and answers by Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. But before we get to your questions again, I want to thank Mike Bennett to talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You've been listening to us for years. Give us a call. We want to give you the book. There's a lot of great things in there as we follow the radio program every Sunday morning. Here's the phone number again, 845-371-0101. It sells on Barnes & Noble, sells on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and some other stuff for $17.99. The early bird gets the worm for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. If you're driving around it's still kind of darkish. Chances are you're probably an essential worker. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. Stay tuned for the Casey Show, Shine On, coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning around 8:25. Sometimes Connor fills in for me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6:15 on the way back home, we got you covered there on the Andy Bale Show, WHD. And that's Bill Kugel. You know that national, kind of southern accent that he has. Well, he'll give you national business news with the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did. Local Hudson Valley business news this past week, IBM did better than expected. Actually, they're throwing their Watson out there for the AI, artificial intelligence. It actually bumped up the Dow Jones and the Hudson Valley Index. Again, we're not recommending that you buy IBM or sell IBM. It's just kind of interesting. So the Hudson Valley Index we created for you. All information, the TV appearances each week, the radio podcast, the newsletters, the articles, education, GPSs, well, they're all right there at MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? We're trying to navigate around all this crazy stuff, all the financial crazy jargon. Try to simplify it so you can take action. And you do need to take action. A lot of things from, you know, estate planning to investment planning, tax planning, but all the resources, everything we could possibly do. Every time we write an article, Connor, put it up on the website. Oh, that TV segment came out. We got it. Okay, put it up on the website. Yep. Everything's there. It's archived all at MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, I'm with you every Sunday morning. Thanks to Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire. He's the one that kind of makes her sound. I have a really bad cold. I've been fighting this for a couple of weeks now, as you know, Connor. But somehow Randy Turner makes this all sound much better. I don't know how these sound engineers do it.
Yeah, auto-tune or something.
Yeah, auto-tune. Yeah, I'll sound like Britney Spears pretty soon. So that's All right, let's go back to the mailbag, Connor. Remember, these questions and answers, they're not screened beforehand. I don't know what's coming at me, but hopefully these questions that you're hearing is helping your situation now too. As you know, we've covered about buying and selling cars, about taxes. We've delved into a whole bunch of great topics, and I'm ready for this segment to hear the questions.
Surely. So I haven't heard much about the regional banking issue we had earlier this year. What ended up happening with that? Good question.
Thankfully, it was a one-off or two-off for that matter. You know, first off, it was Silicon Bank, and this is the one in San Francisco. This is the bank that was giving out loans to a lot of startups, and a lot of startups is not really necessarily good bets. Again, they're not necessarily established businesses. The board members, by the way, none of which really had banking experience. That's not a good look, by the way. I can go on and on about it, how many different ways they screwed things up. And again, the government had to bail out depositors, FDIC depositors. And it's a shame that the San Francisco president and, you know, Federal Reserve president and others don't really do their job in regulating. So shame on them. But anyway, it is a one-off. And then what was the other bank, Connor? There was two banks. Signature Bank, was it?
Silicon Valley and First Republic Bank.
First Republic Bank also. So thankfully, we haven't heard from them in a while. JP Morgan took a big chunk out of those, kind of too big to fail. Our banking system, at least according to the recent stress test, is in really good shape. These are kind of one-offs. And again, they were just poorly run without the oversight, the regulation that you would have, making loans based on a whole bunch of things other than whether or not it would perform. And just one mistake compounding to another mistake. And by the way, some of these same directors, it's disgusting. They grabbed a whole bunch of money before they left, before they shut the door.
Right.
It's like the Titanic going down and they're just grabbing things. Again, I hope they claw back those bonuses that they gave themselves as it was sinking, because that's just really el stinko.
Correct. I agree. That was quite a messy thing going on. End up actually working out.
And by the way, I remember being, it was a TV segment I did about this, and I said, what's really interesting is that interest rates went up and it killed their portfolio. Have they ever heard of, like, you know, variable rates that actually go up, or variable rate bonds, so to speak, or interest, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, sitting there and have your portfolio blow up because of higher rates, and then not be able to have the bank money to give to the depositors. And then depositors get freaked out and they take money out. Mm-hmm. And next thing you're left with low deposits, a whole bunch of debt, and your portfolio upside down because you didn't hedge against higher rates. I'm like, okay, so can you do anything more wrong than what they did?
It's definitely a good lesson in risk management on a big scale. Why it's important in your own life too, in your own scale. Risk management is obviously really important. You don't want to be putting anything in too much into one stock, too much into one annuity, too much into one account, something to that degree. It's definitely echoes the importance of risk management. So on to the next question. What do you think is the best stock index to look at? The Dow, the NASDAQ, or the S&P 500?
Good question. I'm going to go with NASDAQ because that, for many years, I would say the S&P 500 because that is a broad index. But lately, it's the NASDAQ because that's the driving force. That's where innovation's coming from. That's where AI is coming from. That's where Microsoft, Apple, Google, Tesla, all these names, by the way, I'm not recommending buy or sell. But that's really our growth of our country, are these companies that are mostly listed on the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 also has companies, but they're in retail areas you probably wouldn't want to be in, autos, airlines. But I think if you kind of look at the strength of our country and the innovation, constant innovation, thank God, makes us the world's leader in so many different things. I would say the NASDAQ, because that's where you find world leaders in the tech-heavy NASDAQ.
Right. And some market technicians and analysts say that the S&P 500 really is the best gauge of the entire stock market, considering it's the 500 biggest companies. So if you're really looking at what is the whole market, it is the S&P 500. But like Ken said, the NASDAQ is the stocks in that are also in the S&P that are the ones really generating most of the return. Actually, the numbers are quite lopsided when you look at the tech type stocks in the S&P 500 that have led the returns, which is kind of crazy.
And can you believe, Connor, time is up once again. It goes by too fast. I always enjoy being with my son, Connor Mahoney, Ken Mahoney. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.